Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news for Tuesday. Hey, if you usually listen to the podcast with kids for some reason, don't do that today. After the late night stuff at the top, there's going to be a very serious topic that is, you know, not for youngins. Trevor Noah is talking about the situation down in Texas. He said Texans have been lining up for clean water from public spigots, boiling their own, or even trying to melt snow. You know the infrastructure is screwed when your best option for water is to mug a snowman. He made fun of Ted Cruz going to Cancun, saying that Ted had to travel 800 miles just to get heat, water, and electricity. Jimmy Kimmel said pictures were quickly shared on social media of Ted Cruz at the airport, on the plane, and eating noodles at the lounge. In case you were wondering if there's anything grosser than Ted Cruz, there is Ted Cruz slurping a cup of noodles. John Oliver did not buy the "I'm just trying to be a dad" defense, saying the first rule of fatherhood is to throw your daughters under the bus at the first opportunity. John Oliver also talked about that leak group text chat between Cruz's wife Heidi and some of her friends. John said, "I mean, that's just incredible. Ted Cruz, who remember wants to be president, told the world he was bullied into international travel by twins, then got cyberbullied into coming home by the internet, leaving his wife to solo parent two kids on vacation in another country while trying to figure out who in her mom group doxed her. It's all amazing." Oliver turned his attention to former Texas Governor Rick Perry. Oliver pointed to Perry's comments that Texans prefer blackouts to federal regulation. John said, "F off, Rick Perry. Far be it for me to question the wisdom of a man who failed running for president twice and who came in 12th on Dancing with the Stars, meaning he lost to Mitt Romney, Donald Trump, and Vanilla Ice." That is a great joke. John Oliver shared a link. It is feedingtexas.org if you want to donate to the folks struggling down there. All right, the story. Get rid of the kids. Are they gone? From Yahoo, 8 months after Chris D'Elia was accused of sexual harassment, including of underage girls, the comedian revealed that he's long experienced an unhealthy obsession with sex, saying, quote, "I do have a problem." Back in June, D'Elia had told TMZ, "I know I've said and done things that might have offended people during my career, but I have never knowingly pursued any underage women at any point," adding that his relationships have both been legal and consensual, and he denied making contact with women who tweeted about him. D'Elia at that time said, "That being said, I really am truly sorry. I was a dumb guy who absolutely let myself get caught up in my lifestyle. That's my own fault. I own it. I've been reflecting on this for some time now, and I promise I will continue to do better." On Friday in the video, Chris D'Elia said, "First of all, I do know how it looks like with all the stuff that's been said and the emails that have been put out there and what the media has been trying to say, and I know it looks bad. What I've come to understand is this was always about sex to me. My life was, sex controlled my life. It was the focus, it was my focus all the time, and I had a problem, and I do have a problem. It's not like months down the line everything's better. I need to do work on that." He explains that being famous as a comedian in his early 30s made him, quote, "lucky with women. I realized through all this that doing that is just treating sex like it's casual and being flippant with people, and that's not the guy I want to be, and I'm sorry for that." He revealed he has cheated on most women he's dated, including his fiance. "And this is my dream girl. This is the girl I want to be with for the rest of my life. And even that wouldn't stop what I was doing. And this needed to happen because I wouldn't have stopped cheating. I can't go back. I can't fix that part of me. Was out of control. So I have a chance here to apologize to the people who got caught up in that S and the lies that I would tell my fiance, my friends, and I'm sorry." Switching topics, Saturday Night Live star Michael Che has been criticized for a joke some claim is anti-Semitic. The joke here, "I come in peace, I'm just reporting the news." The transcription of the joke is, "Israel is reporting that they vaccinated half of their population. I'm going to guess it's the Jewish half." Former New York State Assemblyman Dov Hykind slammed the joke on Twitter, saying, "Unsurprising coming from SNL, as they have a long record of anti-Semitism. Michael Che, or whoever wrote that joke, is obviously also ignorant of the fact that Israel has Arab citizens who've received the vaccine according to the same qualifications as Jews." I enjoyed SNL this weekend. It was neither the best nor worst episode. I did absolutely love Pete Davidson's impression of Andrew Cuomo. I cannot get enough of that. Please do Andrew Cuomo on that show every week, Pete. That was a great impression. Some other stuff I watched over the weekend. Mr. Mayor, that's an NBC sitcom with Ted Danson. Ted Danson, I looked it up, he's 73 now, and I was like, how's that possible? But then I remembered Cheers came out in 1982, and that's 40 years ago. So yeah, Ted Danson's 73. I had read that the show started a little flat and then found its groove. I watched the first 4 episodes with the wife. I liked it a little more than she did. It's an NBC sitcom, but it's like the good version of an NBC sitcom. So like if, you know, 30 Rock or Parks and Rec or Brooklyn Nine-Nine floats your boat. Mr. Mayor, it's not bad. it's got potential. I'm going to keep watching it. I'm looking forward to seeing more. I also realized this morning, as I was watching these streaming services this weekend, Netflix did not put the Kevin James thing in front of me. Perhaps, and this is just a theory here, the algorithm knows that I thumbs down hard everything starring Adam Sandler, and Kevin James is half a step away from Adam Sandler, and the algorithm is like, Johnny Mac's not going to want to watch this. And they didn't even put it in front of me. I thought that was very interesting. Have you seen that show yet? Speaking of Adam Sandler, he is the contestant in this week's Top Dog. Last week, John Mulaney knocked off Bill Burr, and this week it is John Mulaney versus Adam Sandler. You go to the Instagram page at Daily Comedy News to vote. Fashion Lurker did that and said, don't bait us into voting for Sandler so we can bail you out for bringing Mulaney too early into this contest. Mulaney, hey, you think I want Adam Sandler to win this contest and then I would have to say nice things about Adam Sandler for like a week on the pod? No way. I'm on Team Mulaney, but you guys get to decide, not me. Go to at Daily Comedy News. Adam Sandler versus John Mulaney, who is comedy's top dog. While I'm doing house cleaning, hey, if you like what I do here and you like to support the show, why don't you throw $5 on buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. This one here. No, it's not caramel. Pink Velvet. I don't even know what Pink Velvet is, but the donuts chain is selling large iced coffees with Pink Velvet. So I got that with milk. It's not bad. If you want to buy me one, buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. From Vulture, I thought this was awesome. I'm sorry I missed it, although the DVR caught it. The Simpsons used Marsha Wallace's voice for an Edna Krabappel tribute. Marsha Wallace died in 2013. At the time, the Simpsons decided her character, described as the chain-smoking, cynical Edna Krabappel, would pass away within the universe of the animated series as well. However, Simpsons executive producer Al Jean felt the show wasn't able to give the actress and her vocal talents the goodbye they deserved at the time, which is why the Simpsons opted to bring Wallace's voice back for the show's most recent episode, paying homage to her Miss Lonely Hearts school teacher turned Ned Flanders second wife for a final time. The episode is called Diary Queen. In it, Bart finds Mrs. Krabappel's diary and learns how much she really believed in him, and it inspires him. The show used two previously recorded lines from Marsha Wallace, who won an Emmy in 1992 for her work on the show. The late actress's estate approved of and was compensated for the repurposing of the lines. Al Jean says, sadly, it was a surprising passing. I didn't know she was ill until very close to when it happened, so we never got the chance to give a sort of a proper goodbye to her in the show. This is a small attempt to do that. And you know, she was so beloved by everybody that worked on The Simpsons that we just sort of wanted to give her one last moment on the show in her memory. Just that, it's nothing more. We thought that was the best. This is the first episode to feature Wallace's voice acting since 2014's The Man Who Grew Too Much. And Al Jean says this will be her last appearance. Comedy Dynamics has announced they're releasing Ed Hill's debut comedy special. It's called Candy and Smiley. Apparently, the gang at the Interrobang has heard a review copy because they say Candy and Smiley at times ridiculous, but also offers relevance and realism. It is comprised of stories about Ed Hill's life and relationship with his parents. And the special explores the intricacies and intimacies of a first-generation Taiwanese-Canadian family. Candy and Smile is a close examination of the Asian immigrant experience, a genuine reflection on the meaning of family, and an honest observation on the cultural identity of a new generation. Comedy Dynamics only puts out good stuff, so check out Ed Hill's Candy and Smiley, available soon. Did you see this deal with The Muppet Show? Some episodes have a disclaimer now, including episodes hosted by Steve Martin, Johnny Cash, Peter Sellers, Debbie Harry, aka Blondie, Spike Milligan, Kenny Rogers, Marty Feldman, and Joan Baez. There's a warning about negative depictions. For example, in 1980, Johnny Cash performs while standing in front of a Confederate flag. In another, Spike Milligan appears in several caricatured national costumes as part of a performance of It's a Small World After All, including as a Chinese person with exaggerated front teeth and a long braid. That's not good. In a 1978 episode, Peter Sellers appears in a segment titled A Gypsy's Violin, wearing a black headscarf with gilded trimmings, a red vest, and a large satin belt, and singing in a heavy accent line such as, quote, once his love gave him golden earring, and now the ears are turning green. A Reddit user has gone through each of the 18 episodes to offer opinion on why the content warning has been added to those episodes. Disney Plus has applied the same disclaimer to other 20th century content has been streaming. You can find that warning on Lady and the Tramp, The Jungle Book, The Aristocats, Dumbo, Peter Pan, and Swiss Family Robinson. I feel like John Oliver here going, holy cow! There's a website, Stories Matter, which describes why scenes from the Aristocats, Dumbo, Peter Pan, and Swiss Family Robinson were deemed offensive, but no explanations have yet been provided for the warnings added to The Muppet Show. And I'll leave you with this from the Scottish Sun. A Scots comedian has left fans stunned as he shared a picture of a banana curry on Facebook. You didn't expect this story today. Funny man Gary Falls posted a snap of the odd meal combo, which had been sent to him by an old boss in Edinburgh. The comic revealed he tried the curry made by his colleague's mom one time, and he added it was weirdly nice, despite initial fears they were winding him up. Gary also shocked fans as it emerged the bizarre meal as an official recipe on Tesco's Real Food section. Some fans remained unimpressed with the curry. One social media user branded it, quote, dirty. But not everybody was so negative. One commenter said, I'd never done it before until recently, but was at a friend's house who served banana with the Indian curry she made. I wasn't too keen to try it. Only done it to be polite. But like you, found it surprisingly quite nice. That's your comedy news for today. Go have some banana curry. Hey, if you like what I do here, tell somebody else about the show. You could share an episode or, I don't know. We don't see anybody. I was going to say at the bar, tell somebody, hey, there's this podcast I like, but we're not at the bar. So you don't see anyone. You're going to have to do this on social media. You're going to be like, hey, Daily Comedy News is the bomb. They had this story today about banana curry. You cannot miss this stuff. All right, promote the show for me. I appreciate it. Coming up on 1,000 followers on Spotify, 996 was this morning's number. You can follow the show on Spotify or subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Bounce on over to Instagram at Daily Comedy News. Adam Sandler versus John Mulaney, who is comedy's top dog. I'm voting for Mulaney. Am I allowed to vote? Are there even rules? See you tomorrow.